You are listening to Pure Opelka
with Mike Opelka.
Testudo, my friends, and welcome to the Pure Opelka podcast for April 10th, 2018, a very, very troubling podcast today. Why? Because the very nature of this podcast is under attack and facing a threat from the United States government. What the heck am I talking about? It's all about the First Amendment. If you've ever listened to me on radio over the past 5 years, you know that I am a staunch defender, protector, advocate for the First Amendment. I believe in free speech. I believe it's your right to have an opinion, even if it's wrong, even if it's stupid, even if it's offensive. You have a right that is protected by that First Amendment in the Constitution to be offensive, to be stupid, to be ignorant, to have an opinion. You also have the right to address the government, to protest, to express your religion, as long as it doesn't go after me, as long as your religion doesn't preclude my existence. That's okay. The First Amendment is the most important amendment. And I know some of you are saying, Mike, what about the Second Amendment? What about the guns? Well, I will tell you that First Amendment, while protected by the Second Amendment, is more important. We need a free press. We need free speech. We need the right to worship as we see fit. We need the right to protest the government. We need all of those things protected in that First Amendment, and yet they are under attack. What am I talking about? Well, there are a couple of instances that have me very disturbed and very ticked off. Number one, the Department of Homeland Security is set to compile a database that lists and catalogs journalists, bloggers, and social media influencers. Wait, what? DHS has triggered a bunch of people like me, a bunch of us who don't want to be monitored by the government, who don't want our tax dollars paying for a company or a bunch of federal employees to monitor us. The Media Monitoring Services Project was listed in a job posting from the Department of Homeland Security. I can't believe it. They are looking for the creation of a searchable database with the ability to track almost 300,000 news sources. Yes, this is foreign and domestic, but I don't like the idea that now the Department of Homeland Security is going to be looking at my posts, your posts, etc. According to several different reports, this new service will be to monitor traditional news sources as well as social media to identify any and all media coverage related to the Department of Homeland Security or a particular event. Also irritating to me in this statement about the NPPD, or the Department of Homeland Security's National Protection and Programs Directorate, they say services shall provide media comparison tools, design and rebranding tools, communication tools, and the ability to identify top media influencers. No, this is not what the government's supposed to do. We don't want the government monitoring journalists. This smacks of a little bit of dictatorial control, a little bit of the old Soviet state monitoring of journalists. Will we be getting notices in the night, a knock on the door telling us that our coverage of the Department of Homeland Security is out of bounds or in violation of some secret rules? No, I don't like this at all. And I think it needs more attention. The other story about the First Amendment that I find particularly disturbing comes out of California. And I know I pick on California all the time, but it's not that you guys don't deserve it. You do. This story is about a law that was proposed by a California State Senator, Dr. Richard Pan, out of Sacramento. He proposed a bill called the Online False Information Act. And this bill would mandate anybody who puts anything in terms of news on the internet to verify their information through fact checkers. The bill went in a quiet fashion in late February. It's State Bill 1424, if you want to look it up, Californians. And it requires all California-based websites. Interesting. All California-based websites. I wonder if that counts the company that hosts your site or if you are based in California yourself. But all California-based websites, according to this bill, have to develop a plan to fight fake news and use fact-checkers to warn readers, including on social media, about anything that can be considered false information. After all, this is the Online False Information Act. This is really disturbing because you know what's going to happen here. We're now going to have a bunch of bureaucrats, a bunch of government fact checkers who are looking at stories and making sure before they are allowed on the internet that they will have to be fact checked by a government overseers. This really bothers me. I'm sorry, but this is not free speech. This is not what the First Amendment is all about. And I believe, and I think you do too, that internet we use is a publication, like any publication. You have stories that are hard news. You have stories that are heartwarming. You have stuff that is meant to be funny and or strange or frightening. That's what it's all about. We don't need a government overseer. We don't need a law. And we certainly don't need a license to write news and publish what we believe is news, information, and opinion. And I remember last fall when Jim Lucas, a state representative in the state of Indiana and a Republican, actually put forth floated the idea that Indiana should license journalists, that they should fingerprint them, make them have an ID card that would be doled out by the government. No, that's not what the First Amendment is about. This is insanity. California, you want fact checkers. Indiana, you want licenses. This would be the death of the First Amendment. I don't want the fact checkers from the government looking into anybody who posts anything on the internet. Do your own research, yes. Hold people to a standard, yes. Check facts, but don't rely on the government to do so. And certainly don't allow the government to license journalists. Odd that all of this happens on the day that Mark Zuckerberg is standing in front of a double Senate committee hearing saying, well, I wouldn't mind some regulation as long as it was the right regulation. This is all getting very scary, folks. Very scary indeed.